In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. We love a Sunday special, right, Jordana?
We do. And this week we have something a little different for you guys. We're mixing it up. We've discussed doing this and it's happening.
We're two creatives. Indeed. And we're always going to just play with the mold of this podcast.
Yeah, we don't give you the same show every week. I mean, we do, but like it's slightly varied.
Right, and sometimes we throw in a little bit of a different segment. And yes. Jordana named this one perfectly. We don't have a name for it. In 2 seconds, Jordana's like, UUPSOS.
UUPSOS.
That's right.
We are going to save your souls. Mm-hmm. If you call in, we have we pre-recorded it, so we're gonna play it for you very soon. But we had our very first person come on the show, share their story. We helped them. It turned out amazing. I'm very excited to share it with them.
It was very cool. So to let you know, if you want to call in and talk with J&J, so to speak, if you want to talk with us about your dating life, it can be anything. It can really be anything. Email UUP@betches.com. Title it UUPSOS. That's letting us know that you would like to talk to us over the phone. Our guest today is named Jess. Jess asked us not to like show her face on camera. You can do that if you want. We can do that. So if you want to just talk to us over, we'll be looking at you. We'll see you.
We won't air your face.
Right. Or you can have your face on the camera. It can go whatever way you want to go. Right. So if you want to be involved, UUP@betches.com. Title it UUPSOS, the UUP SOS line. You're calling in. We're talking it out. And it really was a nice conversation.
It was an amazing conversation. And here's the other thing. If you're in a relationship and you and your partner can't decide who's right on a certain situation, you can both come on. We'll tell you.
J&J. Judge J&J.
Judge J&J. We will tell you. So you could be single and have issues. You could be in a relationship and have issues. The both of you want to come on. That would make me extremely happy.
And I'm sure I'll speak for some of the boyfriends of yours that don't listen to the podcast. It would be like, what the fuck? I think I'm helping. We help them through. We're not here to
100%,
like. You're not either. Like we take a very, you know, even-handed look at what's going on.
We're fair. I think we are fair.
I do too. So we're going to get to our guest, Jess, who's got a story to tell and a very relatable story that I'm sure a lot of people, myself, Jordana, we both related to it in some way or another.
100%.
So we're going to get to that. Before we get to that, again, I was a guest on Oversharing. Go check it out.
It's out now. Check it out.
Yeah. And I got dates. I'm going to be in Vegas. Am I in Vegas now?
29. It is the 29th.
Oh, no. So I'm done. Bye, Vegas.
it's too late for you.
For those of you, I probably mentioned it many times because we're doing this out of order. I'm coming to Europe.
Europe
is out there. Euro trip. That's right.
I can't wait to see pictures of you in Berlin.
Oh, my God. I mean, you think meeting radishes in France was fun. We're going to do. So, listen, I'm coming. Before I get to Europe, I'm going to the Europe of the Midwest, Perrysburg, Ohio. And then I'm going to Vancouver, Irvine, Indianapolis, Oklahoma City. Then it comes Dublin, Belfast, London, Copenhagen, Amsterdam, Berlin, Oslo, and then Nashville, Tennessee.
The European tour.
That's
right. It's going to be great.
I can't wait. I'll have my beret on. I'll be eating.
Beret and. In Berlin?
Baguettes. No, that's Fran.
You're
going to
be
know.
Tripping in Amsterdam. It's going to be the whole thing. I'm excited for you.
Love it.
All right, so, let's get right into our bringing our guest on.
Let's do it. All right.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
Okay, welcome back to UUP SOS, as we're going to start calling it. It is our call-in version of the show. And if you want to be a part of the call-in version, you're about to hear a real guest with a real problem, real stories. You're going to hear their voice. We're going to be able to ask questions.
Yes, it's going to be a true back and forth. We're not just going to assume that the emailer is annoying. We'll get to find out in person.
Right.
Just kidding. No, we got an amazing email for our very first call-in episode. So we're really, really excited to welcome our first live guest.
And let me just read the beginning of it, because okay. I think this is like, and if you want to be a part of it, you got to email in, put in the title. I want to be, call-in show. You put in the title, UUP SOS. That's what this is called. That's the name of the segment now. So and we'll vet you because we want to make sure you can speak to us as our guest seems like they're able and ready. Hi there. Love the podcast and J&J. They have truly changed the way I think about dating. I actually overlapped with Jordana at Cornell. We were in the same sorority, but I was a newbie freshman her senior year. Jess, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Jordan. I hope I didn't creep you out by just slipping that in
No,
there,
not at all. Your name sounds very familiar.
Do you remember, you know, hazing Jess?
I think I was like deactivated by my senior year. But more importantly, do you remember me?
Right.
I do. I remember and Aileen, Sammy. It was fun. Yeah. We were good.
Love it. So you're here in New York City, correct?
Yes.
And this, you know, something has happened and we want to go over it with you. And this is fresh. You said this has just happened in recent weeks and you got text messages. You got a whole story. Let's get to it. What are you dealing with? Tell us your story.
Sure. So, yeah, this couldn't have come at a better time. This literally
How
happened.
Old are you, if you don't mind? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Give us the age of everyone in question.
Okay. So I'm 30. The guy in question is about to be 32.
Okay.
All New York cities. I agree. So basically, I met him off an app, Bumble, in October. We hit it off, and it was just very smooth sailing after that. Like, you know when people say it's going to be easy when you find the right person? It just felt easy. It was like he showed interest. We went on dates. A few weeks later, he asked to make it, you know, official, be exclusive, be his girlfriend. Right away. So like within a month, which I thought was early, but I was having fun. It was great. And then we kind of met each other's friends. He came home with me for the holidays. It was,
holiday?
Christmas Eve. And I'm Italian.
Jared's taking notes. Yeah.
So you're
Italian.
He might have
hooked it up with me for that. Yeah. He came home for the seven fish.
So he comes home with you for Christmas Eve to the seven fish?
Christmas Eve, yes.
So this is serious.
Yeah, seven fish. Okay.
If you're eating a fifth fish.
So you met in November and he's coming to Christmas?
Early October.
Okay. So it's like 2 months at this point. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, but you're in a relationship. Yeah. It all makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so and it went great. He didn't run screaming from that experience, I guess, until a few weeks later, but he
Family
so,
like him?
Family really liked him. He's very quiet, but they really liked him. And they just could, for them, they felt like I was happy. He looked really like he was into me and we seemed happy. We come back to the city. He ends up getting COVID. So he starts quarantining with me. He tells me he loves me during this time. So we're like between Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, wow.
I was really excited, set it back. Then
I love the fish.
Yeah. He's hungry. We quarantine together. We spend New Year's together, all of this. So now this is a week or so into January. He had just left from quarantining with me. It had been a totally normal day. We booked a trip to Florida together, hung out, worked side by side, and then he went home. We were supposed to see each other like 2 days later. So fast forward to 2 days later, I'm like, you know what? We've been cooped up. Let's go do drinks and dinner before this party we're supposed to go to. I plan it all. I send him all the information, time, whatever, to confirm it's okay. And he just doesn't answer all day. So about 15 minutes before dinner, I'm like, hello, are we going to this? He likes it. And then eventually is like, I'll be there. So I'm like, this is so strange from a boy who was so reassuring, so responsive. We get to dinner. He's late. It was truly the dinner from hell. It was like the waiter looked like...
Where'd you go?
So yeah, awkward. I feel bad saying it because I can literally never go back. But it was Mamo.
Mamo.
I think that's how you pronounce it. It's like famous for its truffles.
Can we get a Google search on Mamo? What is it?
It's famous for truffles. It's Italian.
Oh.
Okay. What'd we get?
Yeah. A lot of martinis because it was awkward.
Okay. So you get to this dinner at Mamo and it is immediately the vibe is off. Like immediately he's acting weird. Obviously we have this text tone that is off from how you know it to be. You have a trip planned for Florida coming up.
When is the trip to Florida?
The first week of February.
Okay. But that's in the books, right?
Yes. Booked, it's booked ready.
At this point.
Booked. Right. Okay. So you're at this dinner. He's been weird all day over text. There's nothing before this text exchange of weirdness that was weird before. This is the first essence of weird, first hint of weird, first sniff of weird.
Yeah. It was completely different up until literally Friday morning.
Okay.
But the day before, it was like fine.
Texting normally. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So we sit down at Mamo. I mean, when you notice it right away, or is it just you notice it right away?
Yeah, I mean, it was he like barely kissed me hello. He sat down and literally just stared at me, like did not speak. And okay. So I was like, okay, we're not even going to do niceties. Like, what is going on? There's something wrong. Right. And he will not admit that there's anything wrong. I felt like I was literally on Mars. I was like, you don't think you were being weird earlier? He's like, sorry, I wasn't on my phone. I was like, I'm not asking you for an apology. I'm just asking you why things seem off. Is there something going on? Are you good? So we go back and forth like this. He will not admit anything's wrong. He's like asking me if I'm mad, if we're okay. I'm like, this is
Jess, sorry to interrupt. Hold on for 2 seconds. Jordana, have you ever been on a dinner like this?
Have I ever been trying to talk to a guy about something that he's acting weird and he won't admit it? Yes.
Yeah. I guess I'm saying this because
Yes.
As weird as this is, it's not that weird.
Although, I mean, it's weird in that, like, at this point, they've already their boyfriend and girlfriend.
I get it. Right. I agree. I know that, like, you know, when someone's made a decision,
right,
as it seems as, you know, when you know something has changed,
yes,
he is not admitting to that because he's trying to, like, I in a sense, to me, he's like sending up flares. Like, okay,
that's the
get
worst.
Ready.
That's the worst. It's like just say.
Right.
Then it's that's like instead of shooting someone in the head, you're just like slowly waterboarding them.
Right. No. I get that. I'm just saying,
only
like,
to eventually shoot them.
I guess you shoot their pinky toe, right, then their middle toe, exactly, then their thumb toe, yes, and then let them bleed out. Yeah, I'm just saying, I guess the reason I'm interjecting here is like, this is bizarre, but it's also, there's a thousand people listening going, yup.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes you feel better or not, but go on. Okay, so you're trying to break through. He's not letting it go.
Right. So this goes on for a really long time, but at this point we've ordered the truffles. Like, we're kind of in it. We got to sit there.
Okay. Is there a truffle appetizer and you're doing double truffle?
Truffles are expensive.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, how? I'm saying if I'd parse the truffle out throughout the meal. Is there a truffle drink?
No, we did the truffle.
Is it like going to like, you know, is it like going to like, you know, Chocolate World or Hershey's?
We'll have to do like
Hershey, Pennsylvania.
We'll have to do like a 60-minute style episode where we go to the restaurant.
Right.
And we really examine the evidence.
Yeah, no, I just like hearing people's orders. It's my grandmother used to do this all the time. What did you get? And we'd go over literally every ingredient in every order. So it's become a favorite pastime of mine. But go, okay, I'll stop with the truffles, even though I will be looking at the menu afterward.
No, it was truffle pizza. It was delicious, but they also have a pasta, just so you know.
And truffle pasta?
Are you guys at least commenting on the food? Like, oh, this is like,
so
I like this, I don't like this.
We had ordered the food, waiting on it as he's silent, and we just keep ordering drinks. So like, the night is kind of getting away from me already.
So you're both drinking, getting drunk.
You're filling the space with alcohol, which is understandable.
Right. So after 30 minutes of literally trying to get this guy to speak a full sentence to me, I am like, okay, well, we ordered. We're at this dinner. I guess we're going to have dinner. Like, I guess, you know, if you're saying nothing's wrong, we're just going to have to pretend that's true for now. So we go about dinner. It's kind of normal, kind of not. We just kind of like shift gears.
Sorry to interrupt. One more question.
Yeah.
Has he ever had like been like kind of off? Like, no. Like distance, emotionally distant in the.
You said he's quiet.
Yeah, he's quiet, except not to me. Like, he's quiet to other people, but like, he's comfortable. We talk. He's like so affectionate, so sweet. So this was like the first time I've ever even had him give me anything like this.
Got it. Okay. Sorry. Continue.
Oh, no problem. By the end of the meal, I'm like, listen, the only thing he would give me at some point, he was like, I'm having an off day. So at the end of the meal, I'm like, I just want you to, clearly.
Doesn't say seven words the whole meal. Yeah, I guess you could say it's an off day.
Like, okay. I mean, what else is he going to say?
Right, exactly. Okay.
Right. So I'm like, if you're having an off day, first of all, you could have told me we didn't have to do dinner, but you definitely don't have to come to this party after. He's like, no, I wanted to come to dinner. I want to come to the party. I'm like, could have fooled me, but all right, let's go. We get in the Uber. It's like a 20-minute Uber ride. He does not speak to me one time, the entire Uber ride, like will not speak. We get to the building where the party is. We get out and I'm like, are you sure? Like, is everything okay? Are you sure you want to go into this party? We don't have to. And he's like, yeah, actually, I don't think I can go to this party. I'm going to go. And just like walks away. Okay. And I just cannot explain.
No nothing.
Like barely kisses me on the cheek and just walks away. And that's it. So I was so upset. I was more like shell-shocked than anything else. So I went home, went to sleep. I woke up and I had a text from him being like, can you talk later? And I'm like, there's no way.
We all know what that means. Yeah.
Yes. But I'm like, am I panicking for no reason? This man literally told me he loved me, met my family, booked a trip to Florida, literally within the last 36 hours. So I get on the phone and it was truly like he was monotone. It was like 4 minutes long. He was basically like, I am in a bad place. I think I can't be a good boyfriend right now. And I don't think we should see each other anymore. So I tried to ask, I was like, at the risk of sounding pathetic, if there's something going on that we could work through, I'd prefer to work through it. Like, I want to be with you. And he's like, no, it has nothing to do with you, which is bullshit. And I just think I would end up hurting you more than I am right now. Like, I'm just not in a good place for this. And I tried to ask him why a bunch of times. He said, you know, he doesn't really have a good answer besides that. So I said, you know, I can't make you date me. I don't want this to be happening, but like, I can't force you. So we got off the phone. I literally called everyone I know and they came over and just kind of, you know, worked through it because I think everyone was shocked. My friends had literally just seen him a week before and everything was completely fine. My family was shocked. 24 hours later, so that was Saturday morning, Sunday, like midday, he texts me.
Your mom,
Jess, can
your
we talk again?
Like, you didn't like the meatball. I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself. Okay. This is a very important part of the story. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm an asshole.
This is 48 hours after his breakup.
This is 24 hours or like maybe
a day after the breakup. Yeah, right? You already told everyone you've broken up.
I literally sent out the
You had the Shiva call. Okay.
Yes. I was like, I am telling everyone and their mother because if I have to get one text where they're like, want to go on a double date, I'm going to shoot someone. So I decided to tell everyone. The next day I get a text from him and he says, Jess, can we talk again? I don't answer. 30 minutes later, I totally fucked up this weekend. So a few hours later, because I'm like trying to figure out how I want to respond, I texted back. I said, what is there to even talk about at this point? And he said, how I acted was completely unacceptable. I think I made the biggest mistake of my life by breaking up with you. So I agree. And I was like, the only way I'm going to get on the phone is if you're going to explain to me how this all happened, like why this happened. He's like, yeah, I'll call you. So we get on the phone. And it honestly was just the least helpful call. It was super nice. He was basically walking through all the ways he was an asshole the last 36 hours. And I had to stop and be like, I was there.
Right. It was you know that there. Part. The question that you're like, looking for is why?
Why? I was like, why? And he just couldn't explain it. And I was like, dig deep. Like, if it's a commitment thing, if you don't see yourself with me long term, like, even if it'll hurt my feelings, please just say it. Because at this point, it's more confusing for you to just say you don't know. This man proceeds to say that the main thing he can think of is that the Wednesday, like before he left to go back to his place after quarantining, that he thought I called him cheap. And then he thought the next day when I was picking restaurants, that was me testing if he was cheap. And he said it like ate at him and it hit him sideways and he doesn't know why, but it like he got really upset and he didn't communicate and he freaked out and he doesn't know why he broke up with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he cheap?
Not at all. That's the thing is, first of all, I wasn't calling him
cheap. I don't
know,
maybe. If you, well, no, but if, part of it, yeah. Listen, I'm wondering if he sniffed that out. You know, I don't know.
Well, no, clearly he has some sort of complex about people thinking he's cheap. So
well, I have another theory.
It almost makes more sense that he's very much not cheap, that he would have this complex.
Right.
Because, like, he's...
How could you think of this?
That's, like, the most insulting thing to him.
Right.
Right.
That's fair. Yeah.
And it was...
Are you
I remember
economy to Florida?
Yeah, when, did you get the Delta?
He's walking there. Yeah. He... It was just weird.
No
and
truffles
I remember,
on the pasta. I don't want to spend the extra $10.
Well, looking back, if he thought
he
that was
that
a test,
date?
So oh, that's the thing question. Is, if he thought that was a test, I mean, he passed because I didn't even pretend like I was paying for it, any part of that meal.
Okay.
Because right. He's just not cheap, and like I'll pick up things here and there, but he, you know, it wasn't a hint. And I remember the conversation because I remember clarifying to him and being like, "By the way, I'm not talking about you," because he kind of looked taken back, but I was telling a story about someone else. And so I was like, "Do you remember me clarifying that?" He's like, "No, I don't remember that at all." I said to him, like, "Even if I had called you cheap, I still don't know how we get to you dumping me within like 24 hours. Like, I don't, you know, like, if why didn't you just say that's fucked up? Or why did you say that? Or just call me out. Even if you're an asshole for a day, I can get that. But like to wake up Saturday morning, dump me, and that's it. That's scary because you don't like anything I say then could set you off." And then he was basically trying to apologize, trying to get me to take him back, saying he'll never do it again. He like is going to start talking to a therapist. He's going to communicate more. And I basically said no because
you've already told everyone that you broke up.
I said my grandma knows, and I can't date you again.
Hey, Hazel Barn.
What is his relationship history?
So he's never been in a serious relationship. He like dated someone in college, vague, like for a few months, and that was it.
Yeah, I mean, the cheap thing's bullshit.
You think that's just made up?
It's made up. You know, he had to give a reason. That's the only thing he had. That's the only. I know exactly what went on here.
Let's hear it.
I mean,
Dr. Love.
But I wrote down a couple of things that you said that like. And then that question's most important of all. You never get through the seven fishes. He says, "I love you." He gets through the holidays. Now it's the cold, dark New York City weekend. And
he just booked a trip to Florida.
The Florida trip's in February, the worst month of the year. And you're going, this is the rest of our lives. And he freaked out. I really do think. I think he goes, and again, this is like, I'm giving empathy to that I'm sure no one has empathy for this guy, but I'm saying, I think he freaked out. He was like, cause like, there's not much to look forward to at next. This is it.
I thought the Florida trip sounded lovely.
Listen, I'm okay. The Florida trip's great, but you are fully in.
Yeah.
This is the, you know, it's, he ain't getting engaged. You're getting engaged. He ain't getting moved in. You know, he ain't getting pregnant. You're getting pregnant. He ain't getting married. You're getting married. I'm just saying like this. And I think he snowballed into a freak out. And again, when he says it's not about you, I do believe him on that. Like,
well, I think that with the cheap thing, I think I agree. It's not like the real reason, but I do think maybe it was like him looking for a flaw to justify
right.
getting out.
Well, because he's being asked what, right. what you, yeah. as you said, Jess, which I don't blame
I'm
you for.
To himself, even like, oh, I'm like with this person, but what if she's like, what if she thinks, you know, something about money, like she's going to do this or that, or like something that he's now blown up in his head to get himself out of the relationship.
Absolutely. That's like the match that lights up the big pile of leaves drenched in gasoline,
yes.
you know, like, because when he, I do think it becomes this larger thing that he's not even ready to deal with. If he's never been in a relationship, as you said, like, he, you know, and what you were saying is like, you know, and this is like the, like, I, what I hear a lot of, like, you're a pro relationship person who's calling friends and family, you know, because you know what's coming, you know, the questions are coming. He's an amateur, and most men are amateurs, and I'm giving him a lot of, you know, empathy in this. And I know people are like, well, he's 32, he should fucking know. Fine. Some people are better at this than others, right. But it did feel like, you know, you even said, like, you know, and here's the thing. He doesn't experience any social consequence. You can tell. That's why he's coming back to you going, ah, my bad. Let's get together.
You know, you've already told every single right, person he knows.
Right. He hasn't told every single person he knows because he's not afraid of, hey, you. I wrote down, want to go on a double date. There is not one of his friends that he has to worry about being like, when are we going on that double? And he's right. like, well, Jess and I broke up. What? Like, he doesn't, there's no social, he has no skin in the embarrassment game that you might have. You brought him home, seven fishes, mom's meatballs. You know, like, I do understand this is, like for him to do this so, and you're like, let's work through this if it's the cheap thing.
Right.
And he's not even, he's just like, well I don't want to deal with it.
That to me is the bigger, almost like, again, like the freak out of the breakup is like, is fucked up.
Right.
But I think the inability to explain himself and his emotions and what he's going through, like, honestly, if he had said, I've never been in a relationship before, the speed at which this is going, I'm really excited about on one hand, but on the other hand, it's like very terrifying to me. I have a complex about committing, and like, I told myself the cheap thing to like, and then it became like inflamed in my mind. And that was, and I, something irrational inside me made me break up with you. He didn't say any of that. Really.
Right. And I right. guess part of the reason he doesn't say that, if I can give him the reason he doesn't say that is, and this is being kind. I agree.
Let's hear.
Is that gets thrown in your face. You're the one that said, I love you. You're the one that said we should be in a relationship. I thought it was early. You're the one pushing this. And it's like, yeah, and he has to go, yeah, I wrote a check. I didn't, I don't think I'm having trouble cashing right now. And,
right.
and I
well, guess he could also say that.
He
though.
Could, I don't know if he knows he can say that. Like, I don't know.
But like, that's the only, but that's the thing he has to say if he actually wants to salvage the relationship.
Right. Well, he's opting for the easier route, which is a 4-minute conversation, which to me, I can understand why you're like, fuck this dude. I don't want to get back with him. If he opted for 4-minute conversation over.
Right.
A difficult, more vulnerable unpacking of what his issues are, then I don't want to be with someone like, I understand that. Right.
Like, to me, that's the bigger issue, that he's not able to articulate fears that he's having, or like, instead he just makes these rash decisions. That's the bigger issue, and won't even when pressed explain himself. So that's just like right. really shitty communication.
I mean, we kind of touched on this on when I came on.
Oversharing.
Yes. I'm hearing this. The reason I'm not taking his side. I'm a team Jess on this. I understand. You know, fuck all men ever. But when we talked on oversharing about my struggles,
yeah.
there's this element of like date one ending is really much easier than 3-month ending, and. Date one, working through the stuff at date. I can understand why the options for him, and that's why I bring up like the social consequences, like that he doesn't deal with, which are sad in a way that he doesn't have. Like, will his parents say to him, "Did she like my meatballs?" Like, they might not, you know, and because it's just societally that's not fair, but that's just the reality,
right? Yeah, but I'm saying, like, even what we were talked about on that episode is like you being able to articulate, like if you're able to articulate a problem that you think you have around dating, then you can work through it with the person,
right.
maybe or not. But like, at least you're giving them something to work with,
right? And he's not giving you anything. He's giving you, you called me cheap once, you know, when
this is your fault,
right? If you didn't call me cheap, we wouldn't be here right now.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself, Quince. Not just the socks though, they got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So he said he's going to therapy?
He said he is, and he asked if he could call in a few weeks and like talk and see how where things are. And
I told him, will the therapist be on the line too?
To mediate? I hope so. I guess I'm just also confused, like, even if I can get through the breakup part, how 24 hours later you would see the error of your ways and come back. It's not even like a week passed and he didn't find anyone else. Like, it just is so odd within 24
hours.
It's
odd and it's not. I think also so much of that has to do with what he doesn't have to deal with that you have to deal with. Like, what you said is such a perfect, like, example of the difference of the social aspect of this. Like, when you said you called everyone you knew to let them know it's over. Like, I have friends that are still like, you're not living with that girl anymore?
Here's
2 years later. Like, so like I so with the 24 hours thing, like, this isn't him moving apartments. This is him moving a table. And I know that's annoying. I'm just like, I that's why it doesn't surprise me. And you know, when you go, oh, look at the mess I made. Let me clean up the mess. I think, like, a lot of men are fixers.
Well, like, I think it's great that she did call everyone, because you might have you might have just been immediately like, all right, like, whatever. Well, fine. I guess you had a bad day. Like, because you told everyone, now you're kind of like, okay, I need, like, it's actually not okay. I've now, like, now I'm the one who kind of looks dumb if I immediately go back with you.
Right.
Because you've done this, like, kind of, what?
No, you're saying, I have an addition to this. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm saying that's why I think it's kind of great that you did tell everyone, because now you're like, there needs to be if you did get back together with him, it needs to actually have like the proof that he's actually
exactly
worked on himself or done something or spoken to someone to get in better touch with his feelings and communicate better.
Right. When a guy gets back with his, like, the ex, you know, we hear of the crazy ex a lot, but in most cases it's, good, you should get back with her. You know, like, it's always like, yeah, that's the right decision.
That's never what you hear on the other side.
On the other side, yeah, the women never get like, you know, you needed him in your life. No, they go, oh, he's coming back. Right. Like, now he's this.
We all remember when he did that thing to you.
Right. Yeah. He's this, you know, he's the guy in the leather jacket being like, what's up, toots? I'm back.
Exactly.
You know, like.
He's Danny, what's Zuko?
Zuko.
Right? Zuko.
Right. Do we have texts. Do we go over
them?
I don't even think we need the text.
I think we... But now we have the restaurant name front and center in the text. That's both.
Oh, good. Now I can Google the venue.
But yeah. So what are you, if he calls you in a few weeks, are you open to
conversation? I'm open to talking to him and hearing if he actually went and did it and how it's going, because I do still care, but I think I would be paranoid if I got back with him. Like I just don't know if.
Yeah, it'd be very hard to trust someone who could just suddenly do that with no explanation.
I will say this. A lot of people say they're going to go to therapy and say, I'm going to call you in 3 weeks, and don't. More right. often they don't
right.
do any of those things. More often they go, oh, that's a lot of work. Fuck it. I'll start new with the next person. So I do give credibility to the – if he – there is a way – and but also, listen, if you can't get over it, I can't tell you how to feel. But I would say, if he does come back, that is a lot of work.
If he does the therapy, and you get the therapist's name, so it's not like I'm pretending you went to therapy.
To confirm.
Dr. Therapy Steen? Yes. That's who I went to.
It's not Google. Yeah, the therapy isn't Google. Why did I break up with my girlfriend randomly one day?
I listened to episode of Jared on oversharing. Yeah. That's the same, right?
It's close. Right. It's close.
He said we had similar issues.
I think if he actually does go to therapy and actually does call you and he has something insightful to say about his behavior, it wouldn't be like the craziest thing to see where they could go again.
Absolutely not. And again, up to you. You know, I'm not like, you know, no one's a hero for doing those things. But if he wants to, it's like, oh, you wanted to. Like, right. you know, that's more than right. people do in their own relationships and without leaving the relationship. You know, like right. it's like some people are just doing them,
yeah.
you know, and never end it and act like shit and then go, oh, sorry, I act like shit. We're together still, though. You know, so yeah. I don't know.
And that's one of the main reasons why I held strong when he tried to get back together was I was like, I feel like if you have no consequences, you're definitely never going to go to
yeah.
get no, help or get better at this.
That was a very strong move. I'm very impressed with that move of not, because I think like you would, if you really like that person, it's your new boyfriend. They've told you they love you. It's so much easier to just be like, all right, we'll just pretend this never happened.
You know what's a good idea? This is a good idea. Maybe you've invented something, Jess. You have the group text, the embrace in case of emergency breakup group text.
Yes.
So it goes out to everyone in your life.
They hold you accountable.
Right. And then yes. you go and you just, and it's just SOS is sent to that big text and they go, they've broken up. No questions yes. asked. Everyone knows. We should start an app
it's
that
like,
sends out like.
We should. It's like the opposite of a holiday card.
Right. 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 You have your email list ready. Yeah. It just shows
it's a picture
up.
Picture of you sad alone.
Right.
And then
glass of wine, yes. angry.
Yes. Right. Sharpen yeah. your pitchforks.
Just broke up. Okay, no one make eye contact with her for the next month.
No double dates.
No double dates.
Avoid double dates at all costs. Yeah, I think this was helpful.
Do you feel helped? Yeah. Do you feel soothed by this?
No, this was great, and I love you guys. This was really, really helpful, and it feels good to like talk about it and kind of just lay it out.
Of course,
oh, of course. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Give us an update.
Yeah, we want updates.
Yeah, we want the update.
All right, I'll keep
this
you posted.
Is wonderful. You were a perfect first guest. And if you're listening perfect. Right now yes. And you want to have a conversation much like the one we're having right now, email UUP@betches.com. Title it UUPSOS. I like Jordana came up with that name,
you know,
7 seconds ago.
Well, they call me the wizard of letters. No one calls me that. Anyway,
the wizard of acronyms. Yes,
exactly. The wizard of acronyms. There we go. But yeah, thank you for coming on. Give us an update and we'll see you next week on the You Up podcast. Bye. The You Up podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Maddie Paul, and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Maddie Paul. Be sure to follow at you.up.podcast on Instagram and send us your emails to UUP@betches.com.
Betches.